It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad these people are here today because we have the founders today with us of the Rainmaker family. And these guys and gals, they ranked 148th on the Inc. 5000 list. That's pretty high up there. It's a list of the fastest growing privately held companies in America, and they're number two in the category of education. And you guys listen to this podcast, you know that I love education, especially financial education and education that gets people ahead. And these people are talking about entrepreneurship, online learning, just right up my alley, right? And they wrote a book that's an Amazon bestseller called The Family Freedom Challenge. And it's helping families cross the six-figure mark. I think their statistic now is 14.2 days on average every a family crosses the six-figure mark through their program. So let's please welcome Stephen and Chelsea Diaz. Hi, Stephen and Chelsea. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
What an honor to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, you guys are, I just love what you guys are doing. I told you this before. I said guys, by the way. I hope that doesn't offend anybody.
Oh, God. No.
Like everybody's like, it just, anyway. I'm so glad you're here. You guys have such a cool story and a cool vibe, and your message is right on key with mine. And look, we all want to get ahead. We all want to do better. Most people just don't know how to do it. That's the issue. But you guys have a way to teach people how to do it, to show them through online education so they don't probably have to leave their house. And they can learn how to become entrepreneurs. They can learn passive income. They can, you know, you could take mamas and turn them into six-figure people, that kind of stuff. So let's get into all that. First of all, let me ask you, you're married, right?
We are, yes.
Okay, that's good. How did you get started, and how did all this come about? Tell us that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the chicken and the egg. What came first, the business or the marriage? You know, and actually for us, it was the business, which is a little risky, right? Like you're like, let's start a business together. But I don't know. We believe business is one of the greatest it's one of the greatest transformational vehicles for yourself, but also for your marriage, especially running a business together. Any listeners who run a business with your spouse, or maybe you run two separate businesses, you guys like have two businesses in one household. It is definitely, I think, an amplifier of things, right? Like, and so that could be good things or bad things. And so we've done a lot of work together to make sure we're working in sync and amplifying each other, all the good stuff and not the bad stuff. So yeah, I would love to dive into that.
Yeah. So you started a business together. Go ahead, Chelsea. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go.
No, you didn't at all. Yeah, we jumped right in together. We were actually in the service-based business. We were wedding photographers and videographers. We got married super young. And although that business was seemingly successful, like we were able to travel and do different things, we just had no time for each other. Our friends and family stopped calling us. And we were really in the season of really near burnout and looking towards the future, wanting to start a family one day. But our Saturdays were spent, and all the time in between was spent editing, working at weddings. And we really went through what we lovingly now call the spaghetti years, where we were just taking spaghetti, throwing it up against the wall and just seeing what would stick. And we tried all different kinds of what we, you know, kind of chasing the passive income beast, like how can we make extra money? How can we, you know, say no to certain clients and only say yes to the best ones? And it really led us down this path of discovering what we now teach about creating leverage income through Amazon. And I'll never forget, like, we had started this business while simultaneously running our wedding business. And we were at a wedding and it was really hot outside, the exact opposite of when we're recording this podcast right now. And we pulled up our like Amazon app that we had, and we had just sat down to take like a quick little 10-minute break. If you're in the wedding industry at all, you know that you have like this 10-minute break through this 10-hour day, and you just like try and stuff your face full of food because you're so hungry. And I remember like turning to Stephen, and we pulled out our app, and we had made more money in our Amazon business that day than photographing the wedding. Wow. And it was like, Yes, this wow moment, this light bulb moment of like, I think we are on to something. And Stephen had been an Amazon evangelist for a long time, creating that leverage income. But for me, that was really like my moment. And I felt for once in like my entire entrepreneurship life, that weight lifted finally. And since then, we've just been on this journey to spread that message with as many people as we can about leverage income and creating the dream life that doesn't just take you away from your family, and creating like structure around what that dream that you have as a family. But I think like beyond that, one of my favorite parts of our story is that Saturdays, instead of going off and shooting a wedding now, is spent with our family at farmers markets with our two little boys, and we get to decide what we do on our weekends.
I love that. That's so cool. God, there's so many things that you said there, Chelsea, that I want to unpack. Let's start with the fact that there are lots of available vehicles today that haven't been that available in the past. So just what I'm setting, you guys know this, but I'm setting everybody up to listen to this. It's listening to, you know, you can hold up your phone today, and you can be in business, and everybody has a phone that's listening to this, I know. And you have a camera and you have a video, and you can be in business today for nothing. When I first started my, you know, businesses back in the whatever 80s, I guess it was, holy moly. You know, it was thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I had to run ads in print magazines and wait for them to be printed. And it was just, it was such a thing. Today, everybody has these vehicles. You guys started an Amazon store. You've got books. You've got, you know, groups, you've got online education, and everybody has it available to them. Hey, listen, not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur. We know that. But if you have the inclination, it is one of the many vehicles that you can use to totally transform your life, and it's accessible. Would you agree with something of that?
It's almost like too accessible, right? Because that was my demise. As like, I think I prided myself, Mark, like being the serial entrepreneur and having all these businesses, because there were so many easy things you could do. But I was like, I had this Instagram thing. We had a photo booth business. We had the wedding business. We had the Amazon thing. We had like, so it was very much we were doing everything. So now looking back, it's like, you know, you have clarity in hindsight, right? Now I know why this one was really like why we were drawn to it. And we use the term leveraged income. It had the most leverage in it. And so I'd say like there is so many ways to make money online. And I'm not going to be like, oh, Amazon's the only way, right? There's so many ways in 2024. But what we were doing that I now look back on as I'm like, that was dumb, is we were doing a lot of stuff that took more of our time. We were doing stuff like, you know, Airbnb, like, and then it was like, now we're doing Airbnb, and it's just more of our time. And so Amazon was the first one for us where we saw like, okay, this could scale without exponentially scaling our time as well. You know,
kind of products or services in Amazon?
At the time, like, we were just selling these little wooden toys. That was the first product we sold on Amazon. And it really was, I believe, miraculous timing. This was 2017. And the hot thing in 2017 was those little fidget spinners.
Yeah, I remember those.
Oh, man. Those things are, they were fun, but also awful. They just like flooded the market, right? And our toy was not a fidget spinner, but it was like a fidgety toy. And so we just started throwing some of those keywords on there, and just kind of like Google, right? When people search stuff and they're searching that keyword and you pop up, all of a sudden we're just getting all this traffic. And so that's where it was very much like a, we stumbled into it, but then we caught the bug and we're like, okay, how can we re-engineer this? Like, how can we get in front of traffic for other products? And that's really where we caught the bug and started to learn the method. But yeah, I would say looking back, or like, I mean, even for your audience, as you're looking at vehicles, there are completely passive things, right? Like, you know, funds and things where you put money in, you don't do anything, right? But entrepreneurship, you want to look for things that have leverage, where it's like, I can put in some time for a season, but then this thing, I can systemize it and I can run it without me for the most part, or like with very little time, you know? And that's what really we're all about. It's not just building wealth, but building capital W wealth, which is like this holistic, like time freedom, financial freedom, and generational legacy for your family. And so I know you're all about that.
Hang on a second, Stephen. I mean, there's a couple of things that I have to get to. the first one is, you said you stumbled on it, but the reframe on that is, you wouldn't have stumbled on that if you weren't putting yourself out there and trying things. Some people are ready, aim, 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 and they never fire. You guys were firing photography businesses and video business and Amazon businesses and whatever. And you, and finally you found something you stumbled on, but you know, luck favors the prepared, and you were, you stumbled on it. And then this is the question I want to ask you. Now you had to say no to your babies. How was that? Like, how did you decide what businesses to get out of?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That was a hard season.
Yeah. I think, like, for me personally, like, we had built this wedding business at super young. I mean, me being an entrepreneur alone is a sheer miracle, because I wanted the steady paycheck. Stephen was going to go off and be the entrepreneur, and I was going to be the stable one with a college master's degree and all these things. And then that flipped upside down because I fell in love with what we were doing and the freedom that came with being an entrepreneur. But I would say it was just like a slow process, because we had our oldest son in 2020. And that was the same year that our Rainmaker business really took off. I mean, we had been running it before that alongside of our wedding business and alongside of our own personal like Amazon business as well. And that just like caught the fire. Like, moms and families wanted that freedom. And, you know, 2020, the whole world shut down. So therefore, weddings that we had booked 2 years out got postponed. And so for me, it was a slow process of like letting go, because I had had this even deeper conviction of our Amazon business and the freedom it created, but also teaching other families that same freedom that I had experienced. And although I loved wedding photography and creating legacy, legacy is huge for us, and it started in our wedding business. But then I realized, becoming a mom and having this tool and this education, I was just like, we can't not share it with the world. And so I just had this heart change, but it was a slow process of letting go and being like, you built this thing got you here, but it's not going to continue to move forward. And I do use the creative skills all the time, like Instagram and fit, you know, all those things are being used, but it was a slow process. But ultimately it was like looking at the businesses that we had, what is giving us the most life, what is giving us the most family time and leverage, and that gets us and continues to go back to that why are we doing this? And the wedding business just wasn't in that anymore.
Yeah. So I'd say too, quit. Like a tip.
Yeah.
If I could throw in a tip for people in that season, because we were in that season where we had like 8 different things, and it was like, which of these do you really double down on? Right. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a big believer in, like, you know, we have the Rainmaker family. It's like, we use a lot of gardening analogies. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've heard like the pumpkin plan, where it's like, you only have so many nutrients, right? There's this book that talks about like, you only have so many nutrients. And if you put them into all the pumpkins, you're going to grow a bunch of pumpkins like this size. And that's what we have. We had a bunch of businesses that kind of worked. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, if we start chopping off pumpkins, all the nutrients started going into one, and we grew the prize winning pumpkin. Right. And so when you are thinking about, what do I trim to like grow in the next season? We come back to the phrase, like, where's the fruit, right? Because like, if you look at, you know, it's way easier to multiply what you already have, mm-hmm. like your hand, it's already in your hands, than it is to kind of go plant another garden. And so for us, when we looked at all these things, it was like, okay, this one works kind of, but it takes a lot of time. It's super stressful. This one doesn't really work. So we got to get rid of that. This one is just taking our time, even though it's a volunteer thing and we love it. It's just like, we got to free up that time. So we started looking at that, and we were like, where's the fruit? It was really the wedding business, and it was this Rainmaker thing. And then even in Rainmakers, even how we came to like really serving moms, mm-hmm. and really gearing the program towards families, was we looked at the fruit of the program. We were like, where's the results? Where are the, mm-hmm. where are the case studies? Who's winning with this thing? And it was like moms. And so we really narrowed the program into helping moms, and now we help families. But that was another like kind of trimming, mm-hmm. that actually helped us grow to the next season.
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2-4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2-4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. The niches are in the riches, they say, right? Riches are in the niches, something like that. So
Yes.
yeah, you found your tribe, and you found the people that you can help, and therefore you can go deeper and you can help people better because that's, you know, that's where they resonate with you and you with them. So that's great. Now, at the top of the call, you guys are married, you have some kids, right?
Yes, we do.
Young kiddos, four and two, so
So
we're
you've got
pretty
a busy
early. We
family.
are early.
Well, that's so cool. And now, so I want to talk about a bit how are the dynamics of having a business together, raising a family together, not at each other's throats when things are tough, you know, when you have to make some tough decisions. And I'll ask this question as well, and you can just open it up. How do you separate, hey, listen, we're not going to talk about business, or do you even have that?
The second one was, I feel like we did early on in our marriage, we would try to do like non-business times. And we definitely have those. There's definitely some off-limit times where I shouldn't bring some business issue at 10 p.m. at night. I definitely have learned that the hard way. You know, it's like Chelsea does not do well when I bring her a stressful business thing at 10 p.m. I don't think anyone would. But we kind of like I think would get down on ourselves because we'd be at dinner talking about business. But it's kind of like your kids, right? Like you love your kids, and like when we started having kids, like we just talk about the kids a lot, and we love talking about the kids. And so because we run a business together, we do have a lot of conversations about the business, and we're totally cool with that, like having it over dinner and things like that, because it's something we're passionate about, something we love. And so we just had a little more freedom around that to just go, hey, you know, if we want to talk about business, we want to talk about business, but there's always permission to go, hey, let's turn it off. And we do like pretty much turn off the business brain on the weekends a lot. Like we pretty much just unplug from it just to give our minds a little bit of a rest. But it's something we love, so we end up talking about it, you know, over dinner and date nights and things like that just happens, but we don't get down on ourselves about it.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that has changed with kids is just being mindful that we aren't always talking about it with them. Like, we want them to understand hard work and that we love what we do and that work is a really good thing and creating impact and value in the world. We want them to understand that. But I do think sometimes, like, we turn into CEO mode during the dinner table and I'll get heated and intense and they think mommy's being mad or something. And it's just like, no, I'm really passionate about solving this issue. So I think that's more so where we don't have like a
Separating, yeah.
hard, fast rule, but we do realize like, oh, the boys are kind of, shrinking back and we're not as fully present because we want to have a side conversation. And I think that you just are aware of that. Like, how do we need to be intentional with our boys? But as far as like business talking, it pretty much like free flows is just being more aware of it when we're supposed to be playing with the boys on the ground versus like having a business meeting and trying to build Legos, So, yeah.
I
So
mean, as far as
let's
go
play
ahead, go
magic
ahead.
wand for a second. What if we fast forward to 10 years and you waved a magic wand, or if you didn't wave a magic wand, it just visualize 10 years from now, and now you're at the dinner table and your kids are 14 and 12. Are you still talking business? How cool is that, right? Are you still talking business and are they learning, or are you kind of like, you know, and now your business is bigger too, right? So how does that look? I'm just curious to see, you know, if you've even visualized that, but how does that look in a family dynamic?
I mean, I feel like we
That's a great
definitely
question.
are in progress. So, I'll definitely tell you that, like we're learning as we go. So, but I think one thing we are trying to do, even from an early age, is not hide anything from the boys. Like we want them to be involved with the process and the problems and like see us like, let's pray about this thing, or let's like be so like we're really big into a solutionary mindset, which is like no problem comes without possibilities attached to it. And so like I want them to see that firsthand. They're like, oh man, like payroll's coming up and the bank account's low. How are we going to do this? And have them see that and be involved. 'Cause like I think if we can train that thinking in them, whether it's business or life, you know, that like we call it the how can I mindset too, or it's like there's no I can't. It's just like always like how could I? Like how it just opens you up to like creative possibilities. And I think if we can train that in them, whether it's them hearing it through the business sharing, or personal life stuff that's going on, or you know, some you know, someone crashed into the car this week, like whatever that is, and help having them learn the thinking. I think that's the goal. So I would love when they're 14 for you know, Kai's our oldest son. Maybe he comes to the dinner table and he's like, hey, I had this problem at school, but I came up with three solutions and here's the one I think is best. What do you guys, you know? So like that'd be a huge win.
I love it. Okay, cool. Got you to go there a little bit. That's cool. So let's talk a bit about the Rainmaker family program that you have. Talk to us a little bit about what you do, how you do it, what your methodology, and then who you can help.
Sure, yeah. I would say let's pull back a little bit and just talk Amazon, because I think everyone knows Amazon. We got
Okay.
one third of all Americans are Prime subscribers, right, of
Yeah.
Amazon. But a lot of people don't know how Amazon really, like, what's going on behind the scenes. And so the analogy I love to give of like what we do specifically. So I guess first of all, when you buy a product off Amazon, it can come from Amazon. Like Amazon could make that product, but actually over half of the products on Amazon are made by other people like us. Like they're
Right.
made by small and medium business owners. So I know sometimes Amazon gets a little bit of hate, like, oh, small business, shop small, but like really the biggest place to shop small is on Amazon. So that's like the first thing we got to clarify is like, it's kind of like eBay. Like anyone can go on Amazon and list something for sale. It's just a little more polished and it's at scale instead of like eBay is like you're selling one-off items. So that's like the first thing. And then as far as like what we do now, like what we've really refined the process, I kind of hinted at it with the fidget spinner example. But we really like, if you imagine Amazon like the world's biggest grocery store, okay? You walk into Amazon, the big grocery store, and you know, like every aisle has like a thing above it. Like, here's what's in this aisle. Imagine the aisles in this grocery store are the search terms they put in Amazon. It's just like dog bed, right? And it's like silent basketball, right? They're like these really specific terms, and there's just like millions of aisles with all those terms over it. So what we do, the Rainmaker method, what we call it, is we look for opportunities on Amazon by finding aisles where there's a lot of foot traffic. So there's 10,000 people going down the silent basketball aisle every month, right? But there's not great products on the shelf. There's three-star products, there's two-star products. And all we do is we basically make a four, five, sorry, a five-star product on that shelf, put it on the shelf and get it in front of those customers. And so 80% of people, when they shop on Amazon, they buy off the front page. They search something, they know exactly what they want. They're not on Amazon to hang out. They go there with intention. They search silent basketball, right? Because their kid is making a ton of noise, wants to practice dribbling in the house, but they want a silent one, right? So they search silent basketball. It pops up. That's the aisle. 80% of people buy off that first page. We get five-star products made from manufacturers all over the world. And we make it based on what people want. We look at the data on Amazon, see what they don't like. We improve those things and we put it on the front page with advertising. And then it gets sales because people see it and it beats out the competition. So that's like high level what we're doing. We're not inventors who are making brand new ideas. We're basically taking existing demand on Amazon and becoming the supply for that demand and making it better so that it rises above kind of the junk that's out there. There's a lot of aisles on Amazon that have a bunch of junk, and we're making those aisles more beautiful.
Nice. Okay, great analogies. So is it easy for people to get in that business?
It takes work. Like it's like any business. So I'm not gonna like sugarcoat and say,
It's
hey,
the easiest thing you'll ever do.
I would say it's like any business. So I think there's a lot of Amazon gurus out there be like, hey, this is super easy, passive income, click a button, make money. It's not like that. It's, you know, you gotta invest time, but I would say it's leverage time. You know, I would say most people in our program are putting in probably part-time work into it. You know, it's like 10 to 15 hours a week that they're really learning the process, developing the products, working with the manufacturers. But once you get it to Amazon, that's where it really starts to become very, very time leverage, where you got to build the house, but then you can live in the house kind of. And so once it's on Amazon, you have 1,000 units in their warehouses all over the US. Now the sales are coming in and you're not doing any work. Like you're not shipping products, anything like that. So that's where you can really go into passive mode. But a lot of people get to that point and they're like, this is awesome. Let's launch more products. And so it's something you just work at over time. So average timeline, it's about 6 to 9 months to really get a product launched on Amazon. And most of that's waiting time for like a sample to be made from the manufacturer, shipping time, getting it listed on Amazon. So 6 to 9 months, but I mean, we've seen people go from zero to multiple six figures in just like a year-long process with a handful of products, sometimes even just one product. So the upside potential is definitely there, but it's not something to like just do lightly, you know, like it's something you want to like be like, I have some dedicated time on my calendar to put some blinders on and put some nutrients into this pumpkin, you know?
I have a lot of people that, and you probably know some of these people too, that are like, you know what? I think I'm going to write a book. And I'm always like, you know, writing a book is not like, I think I'm going to write a book. It's like a business, right? You have to, you can write the book, but then you have to edit it a zillion times, and you have to add clip art, and you have to make it format. You know, it's not, you guys have a book, so it's not easy to do. And then you got to market the thing, unless you're, you know, using it as a, you know, lead magnet or a giveaway or something like that. So it's not like I'm just going to write a book, because it's a business. And so Amazon is a business, and Rainmaker family is a business. So maybe now would be a good time to talk about that, because you set us up with that Amazon thing.
Yeah, I mean, we like what we do to help people figure out if this is even a good business for them. We have a challenge that's a great way. We also have a way you can just even hop on a call with our team. I can get you the links to put in the show notes and things like that. But we like to really make sure it's a good fit for people before they jump in, because we do see a lot of people hop on a webinar, buy a multi-$1,000 program, and then never do anything with it. And so we're really big about impact. We track like our crazy, like our students, like success rates at different levels. And so we want to know, like, when you're coming in, it's going to be a good investment of your time and money. And so, yeah, we do a lot of vetting on the front end before we bring people. We have a mastermind program that's like a year-long coaching program. But before you get into that, it's like, we want to get you on a call and make sure it's a good fit. Or we want to get you in our challenge, which is a 7-day basically intro to Amazon that shows you how it works, the software we use, how to do sourcing. It really gives you a lot of the picture. So you can kind of go like, do I like this? And do I see myself doing this for the next 6 to 9 months? Or is this something that like is not for me? Right. So yeah, those are our two like entryways into like, you know, if this is piquing your interest with Amazon, you can go explore those things. But yeah, like, does that
So
help?
let me zoom out a little bit, because the Rainmaker family program is a program to help you realize that there's freedom on the other end of entrepreneurship, and that solution is generally putting people into, you know, if it's right for them, an Amazon business. Am I kind of consuming it properly?
So really, the Rainmaker family is a transformational program for moms specifically. We do have families come in together, like couples and things like that. The main vehicle we're using for that transformation right now is Amazon. Amazon's working really great, has been working really great. Will it always be in 10 years the thing? Who knows? You know, like Amazon could snap their fingers and change things. But right now, we love entrepreneurship and we love the leverage that Amazon gives. So that's the main pathway people
I
go
see.
on. Some people launch books through our program. Some people do affiliate marketing through our program. But I'd say the majority of people are launching those physical products, the brands on Amazon.
Well, they've got mentors in YouTube that, you know, have already, you know, where the bodies are buried, and you've been through the stumbling blocks, and you know how to win, and you show them the way. So that's a natural way to go. So that's great. So people can find out about you how, and you're going to give me some links, but if somebody's driving right now, let's give them something they can remember. Where do they go?
Yeah, so we also have a podcast. I would say we have tons of episodes about transformation, Amazon. So that's the Rainmaker Family Show. I know you got lots of podcast listeners. So if you love podcasting, that's our podcast. Or you can follow us Instagram at the Rainmaker Family.
Cool. I'm gonna subscribe to your pod or follow your podcast. It's not called subscribing unless you're on YouTube.
I changed it.
Yeah, but that's great. Well, listen, is there something that I should have asked you that I didn't ask you? How
Man,
about
I know. Oh, that's a
that
good question. I
one?
don't know. I mean, I think like you told us a lot of your members are investors, things like that. I think that's another area to be looking at is Amazon businesses are when they're built the right way, they're good investments. So we kind of have two trajectories in our program. One is like, hey, I just want to build kind of the side hustle. I want to pay the mortgage. Like, I'm gonna have this business, but we're starting to now really attract people that want to go the distance and build a brand that they can sell. So that's where we're really starting to gear the program is like, you're going to build this business for 2 to 4 years. You're going to really build it up to a high revenue, 7-figure level, and then you're going to have an 8-figure exit on the brand. And so we see just kind of just like the zone, like zoom out. We see a lot of these Amazon aggregators that are scooping up these brands. We're seeing a lot of brand merging where like, you know, your brand's in one niche, and this brand who's already way more established, it's way harder for them to start this whole thing. So they just want to acquire your brand and bring it into there. So we're really building these Amazon businesses to sell. And so for investors who are like, I want to put my money into something, Amazon's a great opportunity where you can have a pretty leveraged business. You can either build it or you can buy an existing Amazon business that's already running and then scale it to the next level and then sell it again, right? So that's really where we're trying to go with the program is like take people on a 2 to 4 year journey and then help them exit, help them actually exit the business and have that really, that, fire moment, right? Like financially independent, retire early, where it's like the business is sold, 8-figure exit, and then you can diversify from there.
Yeah, and that's you hit on something that I think is so critical, and that's it's one thing to stumble upon something, right? It's another thing to actually be intentional with planning it. And so when you're talking about planning it for a longer term exit, now you begin with the end in mind. You're not just trying to sling things around and see what sticks. You actually have a progress and a plan that starts from the very beginning, and all you need to do is execute your plan step by step until the dream is realized. So hopefully you guys, sounds like you make that a realistic possibility, but I love the fact that you do concentrate on that in the beginning. So if I could summarize today, first of all, I love you guys. I think this is really, really super, and I love your message. So thank you for that. I think looking at, I think it's just possible, right? I just have the word possibility. It's possible to create your future. It's possible to have financial freedom. And one of the things that you had mentioned during the talk is that you got to put in a lot of hours. Well, you're putting in the hours anyway, right? You're working for somebody else's dream. Why not put in the hours to work on your dream and make it such that it becomes a semi-passive or a passive stream so that it could start to throw off income? And that's all from the work that you did. And that doesn't, you don't just get paid time for money, right? Or money for time. You now have transformed into something that continue to roll. It's like rolling that boulder off the top of the hill. As soon as it starts to roll, you don't have to push it anymore. But you did have to push it over the top of the hill. That was the word. So thank you for that. Any other final concept that people should get from just listening to us for, half an hour?
Man, I just think I love this show name, The Architect, The Wealth Architect, because this is something that you can plan, You can plan this, you can design it your own way. And the way we run a business is very different than some people, how they run a business, but you can find your own pathway and find the people you resonate with that have the plans already, right? Like we built this back unit, ADU kind of 850, or sorry, yeah, 850 square foot little 2-bed thing in their backyard. And we could have hired someone to do all the plans, but we found some pre-existing plans and we modified those. And I'd say if you're an entrepreneur, that's the easiest thing to do is find something that's already working and then like make it your own. Like jump into like it's like why be the first person like at the front of the bike line when you could draft behind someone else who's already kind of like making the way for you. And so this podcast is an awesome place where you can connect with people like that. There's tons of people all over the internet who are already like forging pathways. And for us, Amazon is that. Like they've already created something that's working. We're just hopping on that train for a season. And so that'd be my best advice is like, find someone who's already doing that and get behind them and then make it your own.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Stephen and Chelsea Diaz. You guys are awesome. The rainmakerfamily.com and their podcast, where all podcasts are listened to. And thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, and thank you, audience, for listening, watching. And remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, everybody. See you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.